Join me in reading some passages in Scripture.
弟兄姊妹打开启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1.
24节,
verse 20.
问到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
然后下面呢，我会把 亚细亚七个教会中间的有一些的经文啊，略略的读一下。
So I will read bits and pieces of the messages to the seven churches in Asia.
跳着来读。
We'll jump around and read.
先看第二章的第四节和第五节。
Read chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
对以弗所教会所说的话。
It's what the Lord said to Ephesus.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds which you did at first, or else I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent.
第十节,
Verse 10.
这是主对士美拿教会说的话,
what the Lord said to the church in Smyrna.
你将要受的苦你不用怕。 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难时日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。Do
not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
第十三节,
Verse 13 to 15.
被别加摩教会说的,
what the Lord said to the church in Pergamum.
我知道你的居所即是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。然而有几件事我要责备你。 因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。I
know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name, and do not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
20节
Verse 20. What the Lord said to the church in Thyatira.
而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫、吃祭偶像之物。But
I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
第三章
Chapter 3
这个第二节
1 and 2
要写信给撒迪教会的使者说那有神的七灵和七心的说我知道你的行为暗明你是活的其实是死的你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的
The angel of the church in Sardis writeHe who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
我们这一次和弟兄姊妹们所交通的
But this time, my sharing with brothers and sisters,
人子和金经灯台的这个奥秘
on the mystery of the Son of Man and the golden lampstands
我们已经说过神在这个末后的世代
and we have said that God during these end times
神借着启示录前三章已经把他的心意向着他的众百姓那么显明出来
God has revealed his heart to his people in the first three chapters of Revelation.
有末后的时代，教会将进入一个非常黑暗的时期。
In these last days, the church will enter into this period of great darkness.
很希望各地的教会都能像金经的灯台一样。
God wants the church in all places to be like these golden lampstands.
能够发光。
Shine forth light.
能把人子的九个特性把它显明出来。
Reveal the nine characteristics of the Son of Man. Because these characteristics are characteristics of Christ. Only when the lampstand shines, then can people see these characteristics.
你不要以为说呢，好像你去那个博物馆，你看见一幅的大的画纸在那里。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that this is like going to a museum and seeing a great painting.
人用一个灯光把它照在那个画纸上。
And when someone shines a light on this painting,
看见了那个人物。
And you see the portrait of the person.
第一章告诉我们的不是这样的情形。
What Revelation chapter 1 reveals to us is not this way.
告诉我们什么时候教会发光。
Revelation tells us that when the church shines its light
把基督的特性显出来的时候
and reveals these characteristics of Christ
什么时候显出来
when this is revealed
对我们都是一个拯救
and it will be a salvation to us all
对我们是个祝福
be a blessing to us all
对仇敌就是个审判
this will be a judgment to the enemy
对这个教会所发出的光把基督的特性照出来
And so this light shined forth by the church to reveal Christ is so important.
今天地上的教会
They, the church on earth,
如果没有办法把基督的特性照出来
if it is unable to reveal the characteristics of Christ,
显不出这些特性
and cannot reveal these attributes,
教会没办法得拯救
and the church cannot be saved.
世界和黑暗的权势也得不到审判。
Then the world and its darkness cannot be judged.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a matter of great importance.
那我们看见神对地上的教会这个心意是非常的重要又非常的明显。
So we see that God's heart to his people is so clear and so important.
但是我们说过啊
We have said,
灯台所启示出来的这些原则这些真理是很容易明白的。
The principles of this golden lampstand is easy to understand.
我们弟兄姊妹记得至少四件重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, remember that there are four aspects of this.
它是纯金打造的。
Made of pure gold.
讲到它的纯洁。
Speaks of its purity.
讲到它的尊贵。
Speaks of its majesty.
讲到它的稳重。
Speaks of its firmness.
讲到它不改变。
Speaks of its unchangeableness.
那么呢第二件事情
Second thing
讲到他的合一
Speaks of this oneness
讲到他的和睦
Speaks of this harmony
那么第三件事情
The third thing
讲到他的美丽
speaks of his beauty,
讲到他的平衡
speaks of his balance.
第四件事情
the fourth thing,
讲到他高油，他是油
speaks of this oil, this anointing.
光有指引
that there's this light, there's guidance.
这些真理道理我们都很容易明白
Brothers and sisters, these truths are easy to understand.
但是请我们记得
But let us remember,
虽然容易明白
Even though it's easy to understand,
非常不容易做到
it is very difficult to live out.
所以因此呢，在启示录的二三章里面
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
神用了亚细亚的七个教会在这里来警戒和激励我们
God uses these seven churches in Asia as a warning and an encouragement.
我们说过这亚细亚七个教会啊有的是失败的有的是软弱的
We said that these seven churches in Asia some have failed and some are weakness
但为什么要用这些失败软弱的教会来对我们说话呢
Why does God use these failing and weak churches to speak to us
因为这是神的恩典神的怜悯
Because this is the grace and mercy of God
知道我们也是软弱的
Because God knows that we are also weak
我们也常常失败的
We also often fail.
用这个软弱失败的对我们来讲就产生激励。
So using these failed and weak examples is to encourage us.
如果主用那些刚强的那些有能力的这些教会
If God uses strong and mighty churches as examples, then oftentimes we will feel that we cannot accomplish those things. And then we will be hopeless.
特地用这个软弱失败的教会呢，对你我是极大的怜悯和恩典。
So God using these particular churches is a great mercy and grace to us.
在教会历史中有很多神的儿女们，有的他们实在是刚强。
We know that throughout church history there are those who have been made strong.
像摩西、像保罗这样的人
，like Moses and Paul.
我们很多时候用他们做个。榜样来说明
Oftentimes we use them as examples to explain things.
来讲实在太高了，达不到。
Plus, sometimes they seem too high up that we cannot achieve their status.
有一位年长的弟兄啊
I remember there was an elder brother.
他对我们说
One time he said something to me.
他说：“你今生你无论怎么努力怎么追求，你永远赶不上保罗。”
Because no matter how hard you try in this lifetime, you will never reach what Paul did. And he himself was someone who really pursued the Lord. So brothers and sisters, if we use these as examples, it's not easy. So God using these seven churches in Asia is a great encouragement to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要感谢我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we need to thank our Lord.
深深地体谅我们的软弱。
Knows our weakness.
体谅我们的失败。
Knows our failures.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们今天要从主的话能够得到激励，得到鼓舞。
Let's receive encouragement from the Lord's word today.
我们读完这个启示录二三章这七个教会的故事
And when we read the stories of these seven churches in Revelations 2 and 3
我就能感觉到仇敌对这七个教会所的攻击是非常的厉害
See that the attack of the enemy towards these seven churches is very harsh
那么他们在这个大的征战的里面呢有的是失败但有的呢好像也站住
And in this great warfare, some have failed and some seem to have stand firm.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
也来到幕后的时代
Come to these end times.
征战也非常的激烈
Spiritual warfare has become very fierce.
你知道这个战场在哪里吗
Brothers and sisters, do you know where this battleground is?
就着我们个人来说
To us individually,
我们的魂就是战场
Our soul is the battleground
所以我们今天跟随主几乎天天都在打仗
Day with the Lord Every day we are in warfare
不是跟别人打
We're not fighting other people We're fighting against ourselves
我们要努力做好
Want to do good
结果呢我们看见呢这个试探引诱就是一直让我们下坠
But then we see things like temptations bring us downward.
啊, 就像保罗讲的, 立志为善由得我, 行出来由不得我,
like Paul said, woe is me, the things I want to do, I cannot do.
哎呀,我们常常为着自己的软弱失败叹息,
and so we often we sigh because of our weakness.
这个心脏很厉害,
and so this warfare is great.
大人打,年轻人也打,你们年轻人里面也打仗,
this is not just for adults, even the younger ones are in this warfare.
所以呢, 我们记得今天呢, 就是我们个人属灵的战场是我们的魂,
so let us remember, our individual warfare is for our soul.
到什么是魂吗?
Brother and sister, do you know what the soul is?
单说明一下,
I'll simply explain it this way.
我的思想,
my thoughts,
我的情感,
my feelings, my volition, will, mm-hmm.
我的感觉,
and my emotion, feeling.
但我们天天活着都是怎么样? 我想怎样?
So every day we live and we think, what do I want to do?
我喜欢怎样?
What do I like to do?
我决定怎样?
What have I decided to do?
这小孩子从小开始就这样的,
and even kids from a young age think this way.
我们那个老大呢, 我们小时候呢, 因为他叫Joseph, 所以通常我们叫他Jojo。
So my eldest, his name was Joseph, so we called him Jojo.
他有的时候很好玩的, 小时候这样, 他说, 我Jojo来看一看。
And so when he was saying, he was like, let me Jojo look at this.
这么小的人, 他就很有自己的主见。
And so even at a young age, he was so individualistic.
他想怎样,他爱怎样,他决定怎样,他感觉怎样。
So whatever he wants to do, thinks to do, or does, it's all up to him.
撒旦就充分利用人的魂。
Satan uses the soul of man to shake us.
打仗。
So there's this warfare within.
这个我想,应该明白。
Brothers and sisters, you should understand this.
还有更大的战场。
There's an even greater battleground.
地上最大的战场就是教会。
Greatest battleground is the church.
在地上,因为神全心全意要建造教会。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know that the Lord wants to establish and build up the church.
而仇敌就是竭力地破坏教会。
The enemy is doing everything he can to obstruct this.
教会今天在属灵的战场上是最大的战场。
And so the church is the greatest battleground in the spiritual warfare.
我看见这七个教会在战场上面呢,他们有很多的失败和软弱。
So we see these seven churches in this battleground have multiple failures.
但是这七个教会啊,
but these seven churches,
真正讲说的,恩台的奥秘,
Bible says the mystery of the golden lampstand.
所以呢,他 这七个教会不仅是当时现实的情况,
and so the seven churches represent not only what was happening at the time,
yeah, 它有预言的意思在里面,
there's also a prophetic meaning behind it.
Prophesying. 这次呢, 我把这个七个教会呢, 我把它可以分成三个组,
and so these seven churches I can categorized in three separate groups.
大概,
roughly.
因为实际的年日我们很难计算,
so because the exact time it's difficult to pinpoint.
以弗所跟这个士美拿,
so Ephesus and Smyrna,
他们是一组,
they are one group.
他们的光景呢, 大概是到第一个世纪的末了,
and their condition was near the end of the first century.
然后中间的别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪这三个教会,
and then Pergamum, Thyatira, and Sardis,
他们大致上面所包含的可能是从第二个世纪一直到十八世纪初,
their timeline is from the 2nd century all the way to the beginning of the 18th century.
然后菲拉铁菲呢,以后,一直到今天呢,就是十八世纪以后呢,
and Philadelphia and Laodicea is past the 18th century.
对,我这次呢,把它分成三段和弟兄姊妹们来交通。
So this time I want to share on these three different groupings.
我想因为时间的缘故,我们不能详细的来解说。
But due to time, I can't explain it in very much detail.
作为一个激励,
but I want to point out the failure and weakness of each church to be an encouragement to us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们读过这七个教会的书信,
when we read these letters to these messages to these churches,
我们记得是神借着约翰写信给他们,
know that God used John to write letters to them.
很有意义的一件事情,
writing these letters is very interesting.
关心的人才会写信,
because you would only write letters to people you care about.
人才会写信,
or you would only write letters to people you have a relationship with. So there is a recipient of this letter. So these seven churches were the recipients of these letters.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
人在这些话语里面有责备也有鼓励。
So God here calls out what they've done wrong, but also encourages them.
像我现在呢，简单的把这七个教会里面他们的软弱失败的点呢，那么提出来和大家交通一下。Let's
share on where the churches have failed and where their weaknesses are.
再说不是解经啊。Again,
I'm not explaining
重点的一个交通
everything, but just high-level sharing.
那么我们首先看见的是以弗所的教会。
So let's look at the church in Ephesus.
我们提起以弗所,
when we mention Ephesus,
很容易就想到以弗所书了,
and we often think of the Ephesians,
我们就知道这个教会的光景曾经是非常好的,
we know that the Ephesian church, their condition was very good,
原先是一个发光的教会,
and it was a church that had shined.
他们聚会的生活非常美好,
their assembly life was very beautiful.
我读这个, 以弗所书第一章,
you read Ephesians chapter 1.
那里记载着保罗说他们亲爱众圣徒信从主耶稣。
Paul says that they love the brothers and sisters and they're faithful to Christ.
说明呢,他们呢,在那里有一个专一的注视在主的身上。
So that's to say they had a singular devotion to Christ.
然后彼此相爱。
And they loved the brethren.
对这个, 以弗所教会开头的光景非常好的,
and so the Ephesians were in a very good state.
他们很纯洁又很合一, 很专一,
they were very pure and they had this harmony.
并且呢, 他们属灵的光景是非常好,
spiritual condition was very good.
因为呢, 保罗可以把以弗所书写给他们,
because Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians.
我们都知道以弗所书, 是新约时代中间神最高的启示。
You know that Ephesians contains the greatest revelation.
他们能承接这么大的启示, 证明他们属灵的光景很好。
And for the church to be able to receive this revelation showed that they were in a very good spiritual condition.
讲道有时候需要有对象的。
You know that when we preach, there needs to be an audience.
讲很深奥的道,
you preach something,
没有人听得懂那就很难了。
You preach something very deep and nobody understands.
所以我们听到, 仰望主的恩典, 要使我们的光景能升高。
But when we hear the preaching, we need to ask the Lord to uphold our spiritual condition.
才能够承接神的这个旨意, 对吧?
Only then can we understand God's will.
我以前讲过, 我曾经读过这个莫恩德烈弟兄的他的那个
So I used to read this book called The Spirit of Christ.
Andrew Murray.
Then I realized each chapter in that book was a message in itself. And I imagined to myself, who were there that was the audience listening to these? Such a deep book that can be shared in the assembly.
哦,今天我们读的时候,
and today when we read it, there are many things that we can't seem to understand. But this was the sermon of Brother Murray.
对当初以弗所的教会的光景非常好,
so the spiritual condition of the Ephesian church was really good.
因为他们能领悟属天的事情,
because they could understand heavenly things. So God gave to them this epistle to the Ephesians. The tradition of the Ephesians was very good. They have also received the aid of many brethren at that time. We know that Paul lived in Ephesus for a while. At least for 3 years. And we know that Paul will not share on shallow things, but wants to reveal the depths of God's heart. And then when Paul was imprisoned, Timothy became the elder. So Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy. And this was a great aid to Timothy. And he told Timothy to uphold the testimony of God. Timothy was a weak Christian, but Paul helped him. Then when it got to the second Timothy, we saw that the condition of the church
became
bad. So Timothy took the encouragement of Paul to uphold this testimony. And so when John wrote Revelation, so it was about 20 years after. Then when you look back at Ephesus, there still seems to be a lot of positives about the Ephesus church. They have their toil and perseverance. And they can discern the false apostles. Unfortunately, their condition was on a downward trend. I have this against you. Where they have failed. Lord says that you have left your first love. When we read this, we think to ourselves that the church in Ephesus was so great. If they're only lacking a little love, what's wrong with that? But God uses the church in Ephesus to tell us, even though those positive remarks that was listed was very good, but it does not compare against this point. Because if you have lost this point, all those other things have no value. The Lord says, you have left your first love. Don't repent, He will come to remove the lampstand out of His place. So this falling away from this first love, did not allow the church in Ephesus to shine forth light. So what a matter of great importance.
You
know that between us and the Lord, what is the most important relationship? Relationship of love. Because if there's an issue with this love, and all other things will also arise issues. No matter how they were in the past, they always put the Lord first. They loved the Lord.
The first love, just a first
love means first. In this love, the Lord was always first. Brothers and sisters, this is so important. So sometimes I'll joke with my wife at home saying, when we first got married, I was first in your heart.
然后呢，你生了一个儿子出来啊。
And after you gave birth to a son,
二位了。
Then I became second place.
第二个儿子再出来。
After the second son was born,
第三位。
I became third place.
然后你的父母又来，你母亲来，很爱她母亲。
And then her parents came, her mother came, she loved her mom. So I became fourth place.
妹妹，你看看今天我们爱主是不是也是这样呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we love the Lord in the same way?
我们就是说，哎呀，真的觉得主何等宝贵呀！
We are first saved, we say to ourselves, the Lord is so precious.
慢慢的，很多事情就进来了。
But then things slowly creep in.
要讲属地事情的这个引诱。
Not even about worldly things.
侍奉主的人，
even those who serve the Lord.
工作进来了。
When they start working.
慢慢恩赐进来了。
The gifts come in.
慢慢我们的利益进来了。
And when these other things come
in,
then we don't know what place the Lord has become.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们， so
brothers and sisters, this is a fall. And we see this result in the falling of the church in Ephesus. Many people share about this first love. And actually, it's very simple. First love means that in your heart, the love for the Lord is always first.
弟兄姊妹们，还有一个爱的表现。Sisters,
there's also another expression of this love.
爱总是为着满足对方的，对不对？
You love, you seek to satisfy the other person.
所以我们就说，做母亲的人呢，常常很伟大。We
often say that that mothers are very great.
把这个孩子做全心的爱都在这个孩子身上，对不对呢？
Because when they give birth to a child, they put all their love into this child.
不管他多脏多臭,
no matter how dirty or smelly they may be, they still love them.
他一心就是为着这个孩子,
and their entire life is devoted to their child. Even in the animal kingdom. Female animals will protect their children even to the point of giving up their own life.
今天弟兄姊妹们,
today, brothers and sisters,
我们知道神爱我们,
we know that God loves us.
首先他满足我们的条件,
and he satisfied our requirement.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给我们,
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
永远记得这句话,
so always remember this phrase.
主爱我们,
he loved us that he gave us everything. Satisfied our needs. So his own son suffered. His own son died. Shed his blood to forgive our sins. To die for our, in our sake. So brothers and sisters, today you have become children of God. God has satisfied your needs. Lord Jesus came to satisfy his Father's need. And today we have received this blessing. So we need to have this thanks.
但是我们呢?
But for us,
爱主吗?
Really love the Lord.
如果是起初的爱,
this is the first love.
应该有个心, 要满足主,
and you all have this heart to satisfy the Lord.
让我们来聚会啊,
now when we meet,
我们应该有个心主啊, 愿今天早晨在这里的敬拜叫你得着满足。
You ought to have the desire that our worship this morning will satisfy the Lord's heart.
这才是我们敬拜的目的。
This is the purpose of worship.
主啊, 今天我所以这样侍奉, 是为了满足你的要求。
Lord, all of our service may satisfy what you desire.
真正爱主的人。
This is the one who truly loves the Lord. So brothers and sisters, think about this. Think about our condition.
是在起初的爱里吗?
Are we having this first love?
也跟你们讲过,
I shared this in the past.
一个弟兄有天跑来跟我讲,
one time a brother came up to me and said,
祷告聚会啊, 太枯燥,
that brother son, this prayer meeting is too dry.
很多人都不喜欢参加祷告聚会, 年轻人更不喜欢参加祷告聚会。
And a lot of people don't like to attend prayer meeting, even more so amongst the youth.
他说,如果你能把这个祷告聚会弄得有趣一点,
and he said, if you can make the prayer meeting a bit more interesting, then I'll come.
满足你自己啊,
I said to myself, do you come to these meetings to satisfy yourself?
弟兄姊妹们，我们所以聚会不仅要从主的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, when we meet, we need the help of the Lord.
我们更重要的一件事是满足他的需要。
But more importantly, we need to satisfy his need.
如果你真正爱主，
you really love the Lord,
是满足主的需要。
You will fulfill his needs.
看今天教会在地上的光景，那远赶不上以弗所的教会，对不对？
Look at the condition of the church today. Can I even compare it to Ephesus?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
以弗所的教会就因着这一个点。
Church in Ephesus, because of this one point,
他们的就发不出光来了。
They're unable to shine forth this light.
神几乎要把灯台挪走。
Because the Lord will essentially remove their lampstand.
还有点光，但是光非常的暗淡。
Maybe there's a little light, but it's very dim.
所以神说你要悔改。
The Lord says that you need to repent.
弟兄姊妹们，在亚细亚七个教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, within the seven churches in Asia,
有五个教会的光景都是失败的。
There are five churches that have failed conditions.
只有一个士美拿跟菲拉铁菲。
Only Smyrna and Philadelphia.
虽然他们没失败，但他们也很软弱。
Even though they did not fail, but they are still weak.
但是主没有责备他们。
But the Lord did not,
而对这五个失败的教会。
But the Lord did not blame, but for these five failed churches.
主都要求他们要悔改。
It requires them to repent.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为悔改是小事情。
Brothers and sisters, do not think of repentance as a light matter.
悔改说明神宽容我们。
Because repentance shows the compassion of God.
悔改说明神还给我们机会。
Repentance shows that the Lord gives us another opportunity.
悔改说明神还可以挽回我们。
Repentance means that the Lord can still capture us again.
悔改是个非常宝贵的经历。
But repentance is a very precious experience.
真在主的跟前都应当持守这个态度。
When we live our lives before the Lord, we need to have this attitude.
的人
because we are weak.
我们会失败。
We'll fail.
但是呢，悔改是条路。
But repentance opens up the path.
许可我们悔改。
So let us repent.
所以你什么时候悔改？
And when you repent.
神赦免。
When the Lord forgives.
神把你重新挽回过来。
Then the Lord can capture you and bring you back.
天哪，我看见很多神的儿女们呢。犯了错不知道不说，就是知道也不悔改。
Today I see many children of God when they do wrongs that they know, not even when they don't know, they don't repent.
请我们弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, let us remember.
如果我们不能悔改，
if we do not repent,
我们就无可救药。
Then we have no chance of being saved.
事情就永远不会有转变。
The thing will have no chance of transforming.
今天这个时代。
And today in this age,
教会应该站在悔改的地位上。
We need to stand on this point of repentance.
承认我们的错误。
Confess our wrong.
承认我们得罪主。
Confess that we have sinned.
不得罪人。
We have sinned against man too.
望神的怜悯。
And to look on the mercies of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Precious brothers and sisters.
多么重要的一件事情。
Such an important thing.
愿主给我们仍旧有悔改的心。
But may the Lord give us a heart of repentance.
人能悔改，证明他的生命是柔软的。
Because the one who repents shows that his life can be his manifold. It's not a hardened life.
不能扭转的。
Not that he cannot change.
在1904年的时候。
1904.
在英国的威尔士有个大复兴。
You know that there was a great revival movement in Wales.
那里有一个神的仆人叫做 Evan Roberts.
There was a servant called Evan Roberts. And this was someone who was truly used by the Lord. And he did not receive much education. He was a coal miner, but he was led into this great revival. And people greatly respected him. Penn Lewis greatly respected him.
He 碰见 Evan Roberts 弟兄了，他说称他为神人。
And because when she saw this brother, she would say, this is the man of God. So you see how this one was used by the Lord. But this person had a softened heart. So a brother one time came to him and asked, brother, how come my life cannot seem to advance? This is someone who loved the Lord. Why can't my life grow?
你有没有问过自己, 为什么我的生命不长进?
Brothers and sisters, have you ever asked this? Why is my life not advancing?
后来,
year after year, has our lives advanced?
Robert Steele就看着这个弟兄,
Brother Roberts looked at this brother. Said, Brother,
上一次认罪是什么时候?
When was the last time you confessed your sin?
得罪神得罪人,
you need to confess the sins against God and man.
三个月之前,
so the brother said, I think the last time I confessed was 3 months ago.
难怪你不长进,
that no wonder why you can't, your life isn't growing.
他说, 我5分钟之前才向人认了一个罪。
I confess a sin just 5 minutes ago.
我们的弟兄深深地知道这个悔改是蒙福的路。
Brother knew that this repentance was a saving road.
实在来说,主不怕我们犯错。
The Lord is not afraid of us committing wrongs.
主怕我们是不悔改。
Lord is afraid of us not repenting.
所以神给这五个错误失败的教会。
And so the Lord gave to these 5 failing churches, gave them grace, told them to repent. The Lord did not say, because you commit this wrong, I'm deserting you. A man learned to repent. So the Lord told the church in Ephesus to repent. Brothers and sisters, for the day of our Lord return, we need to look at the mercy of the Lord, and may the light of the Holy Spirit shine on all the church and the saints. May the Lord search in our hearts, see if there's any unrighteousness in us, if there's anything that has offended God. Before the Lord has returned, you still have opportunity to repent. But let us firmly remember, one day they will come, want to repent, but you can't. That is the day of our Lord's return. To go before the judgment seat, no more opportunity to repent. But while you still have opportunity today, look towards the mercies of the Lord. And may the Lord shine His light on us. And so the Lord tells the church in Ephesus to repent. The Lord tells Pergamum to repent. Tells the church in Thyatira to repent. Lord tells the church in Sardis to repent. Lord tells the church in Laodicea to repent. Because their failings are great. But thank the Lord. Smyrna and Philadelphia, the churches there, they did not do any wrong. They did not need to repent. But no matter what, they're still weak. Let's look at the condition of Smyrna. You know that the church in Smyrna is a suffering church. So the Lord calls them this. Even though you are in tribulation, you are rich in your spirit. So there's tribulations against the church in Smyrna. They also had tribulation within. Because there was a Jewish synagogue there. And the members of the synagogue became the enemy's tools. And these members of the synagogue blasphemed against the church in Smyrna.
哎,他们重伤他们,他们贬低他们讲是非。
They talked down on them, they said wrong things towards them.
外面已经很苦了。
It was already difficult externally.
还有人在这里说这些伤人的话。
But internally, there were still these hurtful words being spoken.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
他的教会在苦难中他们就是站住。
Church in Smyrna was able to stand firm in the midst of these difficulties.
但是主要求他们。
But the Lord requires of them.
虽然你们受苦。
Though you have suffered.
还要至死忠心。
But you need to be faithful until death.
兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
借助他们在一切患难中间人就是忠心的。
Thank the Lord that they remained faithful throughout all this tribulation.
教会历史也证实一件事情。
And this is evidenced by church history.
好像啊。教会在苦难中间呢
，the church
要能发光
，seems to shine the most during suffering。
耶稣也激励我们不要怕苦。
Lord also tells us today, do not be afraid of suffering. Look towards the mercies of the Lord.
美拿的教会
，the church in Smyrna，
发光的教会
，church that shone light， but in their weakness。
那么到了。第二段
and then to the second part
从别加摩推亚推拉到萨迪
Pergamum, Thyatira, and Sardis
看见这三个教会的光景那是非常的黑暗
see that the conditions of these three churches are very much in darkness
这一段的光景
and the condition of this category
need
to prophesy about the condition of the church from the 2nd century to the 18th century.
这是在历史上面所讲的欧洲的千年黑暗时期。
Speaks of this thousand years of darkness in Europe.
错误是很非常的可怕。
It's a terrifying time.
千多年呢。
More than a thousand years.
教会在地上一直在黑暗的光景中
church was in this condition of darkness
神老早就借着这个别加摩推亚推拉撒迪的教会警告教会
and the Lord uses the church in Pergamum, Thyatira, and Sardis to warn
但是神预先知道将来在欧洲教会的光景会非常非常的黑暗
the Lord foreknew that the church in Europe would be in this very dark period
我们知道在这一段的时间里面
we know that during this period
人子的意象是完全被扭曲的。
This image of the Son of Man was completely obstructed.
教会严重的变质。
And the church has gone astray.
Degenerated.
It was degenerated.
光景非常的黑暗。
And this condition was very bad.
我想我们没有时间，我也不需要去讲述这个历史上面的黑暗。
And I won't spend too much time explaining the darkness, how they were in this darkness.
我们简单的看一看这三个教会中间所发生的这些难处。
But let's look at the difficulties these three churches faced.
在别加摩教会
Church in Pergamum.
他说在你居住的所在呢，有这个撒旦的座位。
Know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
这个呢，有两面的说法。
There are two ways to explain this.
一方面说明什么？别加摩教会处在一个仇敌四布的环境里面。
That is that the church in Pergamum resided in this enemy territory.
也可以领会啊，这个魔鬼啊，把他的座位都搬到教会里面来了。
And so also see that Satan seems to have moved his throne into the church.
多可怕！
Imagine how terrifying this is.
现在我们坐在这里聚会，对不对？
Today we are sitting here meeting.
哦，那魔鬼也坐在这里，这多可怕！
Satan was also sitting here. How terrifying that is.
别加摩的教会居然有撒旦的座位之处。
The church in Pergamum was where Satan's throne was.
在教会里面，他有一个权柄可以管制。
And he had some authority in the church.
我们知道，按照历史上面来讲。
And we know according to history,
加摩的教会呢，大概是在第三到第五个世纪这样的情况。
Church of Pergamum was roughly between the 3rd and 5th century.
当发生什么事情呢？
We know what happened during that time.
安丁做皇帝。
Constantine was the emperor.
把这个整个罗马帝国改成基督教。
And he converted the entire Roman Empire into Christianity. And everybody was to believe in Christ.
皇帝下命令，他们不敢不信的，对不对？
This is the emperor's decree, so you have to follow.
大量的异教徒就进到了教会里面。
And so a lot of these foreign religions were brought into the church.
到这些异教徒所带来的许多异教的东西，一直影响教会到今天。
and the influences from these foreign religions has affected the church since then. And do you know the origin of Christmas? It came from these foreign religions. A lot of these holidays and festivals came from that time. So I don't have time to go into the details. You have some interest, you can read some books and it will come to
understand.
And so all these external religious things entered into the church.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在那个时候在教会里面还有一个弟兄叫做安提帕。
There was a brother at that time called Antipas.
安提帕呢, 他很忠心。
Antipas was very loyal.
他在教会里面呢, 就抵挡这些错误。
He was very faithful and he stood up against the wrongs of the church.
安提帕, 这个, 在原文的意思很有意思, anti-all.
Anti-all?
英文懂了什么叫 anti-all? 这个也反对,那个也反对,什么都反对。
And the name anti-all, he was anti-everything.
这个弟兄讲得很好,因为你反对一切,所以你只好死了,寻道了。
So because he was against everything, he's my, someone said he might as well die. So even today,
教会中,有弟兄姊妹阻挡这个,阻挡那个,你不讨人喜欢了,对不对?
There are certain brothers that seem to be anti-this, anti-that, and seem to be not liked by no one.
但是他这个人在,
but he was there.
有些弟兄姊妹们呢,他们坚守主的名,不弃绝主的道。
And they hold fast unto the Lord and not forsake his ways.
但是他一死,
but once he died,
他们就守不住了。
Then this testament could not be upheld.
教会历史一再出现这种的难处。
All these difficulties arose within the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们看见别加摩的教会落在一个非常黑暗的光景中。
See that the church in Pergamum reached this very dark state.
我们看一看推亚推亚拉的教会。
Let's look at Thyatira.
推亚推亚拉教会有外面的行为。
And the church in Thyatira has external deeds.
但是内里的败坏污秽非常严重。
But the internal defilement was very great.
他们受引诱做不道德的事情。
They fell into temptation and did things that were wrong.
假先知的言论影响神的仆人。
And these idols affected these servants.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
推拉推拉的教会因此就落在黑暗的里面。
Thyatira was brought into this darkness.
听人的话, 听不见神的话。
To hear the words of man, but not the words of God.
看见这个教会的光景是多么的黑暗。
So we see how dark is this condition of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
再需要主的怜悯,
need the mercies of the Lord.
用这些失败警戒我们,
because these failings are meant to warn us.
神不是要光叫我们看见他们的失败,
Lord does not want us to just simply see that how these churches failed.
他们这样失败, 你就不要这样失败。
But he wants us to know that if because they failed in this way, you should not fail.
到了撒迪的教会的时候呢,
then when we get to Sardis,
按民是活的, 其实是死的,
and they say that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
因为在教会里面他不注重这个生命,
because they did not emphasize this life in the church.
很多教会都不注重生命的。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of churches today don't emphasize life.
他们只注重知识道理。
Only emphasize reasoning and knowledge.
外面的仪式,
these external practices.
外面人所发的热心,
I only emphasize passion.
所以活着的也等于是死的。
So even though they're alive, but they're dead.
到圣徒的行为是出自主的生命。
Know that the ways of the saints is from this life of the Lord.
前给你们讲过一个例子啊,
I remember giving this example in the past.
温哥华服事的时候,
when I was in Vancouver serving there,
一个老弟兄,
I know an elder brother.
他从前在台湾时候在什么卫理堂聚会,
and he was at a meeting in Taiwan, Wesleyan Church.
在那里聚会,
so he was meeting there.
那会儿碰见他就到我们中间来聚会,
and then when he came to Vancouver, he met with us.
甚至之后他里面得开启,
and then after meeting with us for a while, he received this revelation within. And he said to me one day, he said, Brother Sun,
过去三十年
the past 30 years
我完全不懂得什么是生命
I had no idea what life was
我按照规矩礼拜天夹着圣经做礼拜
On Sunday I would bring my Bible to church
我也奉献
I would also serve
因为他在财务政府的财务机关做事
He also gave offering because he worked in a high position. And so God called him to be a treasurer at the church. He managed the treasury at church for 30 years. I had no idea that there was this true life. And he said, I thank the Lord. Now that I'm old, Lord finally revealed to me what this life is. And when he said this, he was so touched. So brothers and sisters,
啊,名字活着,这个其实是死的。
So with so many churches today, by name they're alive, but they are dead.
我们很多聚会都喜欢取那个好名字, 对不对?
Always love to pick a good name for the church.
这样子呢?
But if you pick such a name, do you live in such a way?
到处都是见证,见证,结果没有见证。
Everywhere their name is testimony, testimony, but there is no testimony. You have testimony in your name, but there is no testimony.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在这里,
here,
看见撒底的教会,
see the church in Sardis.
但不在生命中,
because they are not in this life, they cannot shine forth this light.
我知道今天在教会里面,这个出自主的生命和人的生命的东西的分辨,这个也是非常重要。
You know, that is very important to discern things that come out of the life of man and come out of the life of God. Many people cannot discern whether something has come out of the life of man or the life of God. You see external actions.
其实很多其他的宗教里面,他们也有所谓的好行为。
But many other religions, they also have these good works.
举个例子,你们有听过那个天主教曾经有一个修女叫 Teresa, 是吧?
So have you heard of Mother Teresa in Catholicism?
哇,这个 Teresa在印度,她说她去拥抱那些有病的人啊。
And so this person would be hugging those who were sick in India.
好多基督徒都佩服得不得了啊。And
many Christians admire her.
看这个多好啊,
See how good this woman was.
后来我们中间有弟兄们, 到印度去访问他,
and so one time a brother went to India and asked her
他发觉他根本没有得救,
sensed that she was not saved at all
根本没有重生,
she was not reborn she was not saved
道话吗?
Isn't this then a joke?
没有分辨力,
there's no discernment
为主的生命和人的生命的有很多时候很相像,
so brothers and sisters sometimes the ways of the actions of, from the life of God and the life of man seem to be very similar. The Sardis, because they did not operate according to this life, they cannot shine.
Yeah.
Church was in darkness.
所以从别加摩到萨迪,
so from Pergamum to Sardis,
大概从第二个世纪一直到18世纪初,
prophesied of the church from the 2nd century to the 18th century.
那么漫长的年,
Such a long time. The church was in this condition of darkness.
我们都知道在15、16世纪说, 马丁路德有一个,
you know that Martin Luther led this Reformation movement.
那总算恢复了一点点的这个救恩的真理。 因信诚义,
and seemed to restore a bit of this salvation through that salvation by faith. But still, majority of the church was still in darkness. Only till the beginning of the 18th century,
弟兄姊妹们, 从Moravian的弟兄们开始, 在逐渐的开始, 教会开始恢复。
Only from Brother Moravian onwards, there seemed to be some restoration of the church.
但是呢, 我们都很敬重啊, 我从年轻时候就听说这个新兴道夫啊, Zinzendorf。
When I was younger, I thought of this, heard of this Zinzendorf.
It
was a saint that really loved the Lord.
Because
he opened up his castle.
各处的圣徒，哪宗哪派都有。
To receive the saints from all over.
后来在一次波饼聚会里面，圣灵大做工，那么所有的宗派合一。
And during a communion service one day, the Spirit worked and all of them became one.
那个时候开始起，他们的福音就往世界传。
And then this gospel was shared to the world.
他们有守望祷告。
And they had this great prayer.
据说祷告了100年。
They prayed for 100 years. So what a great brother that was.
到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
1743年的时候,
and in 1743, Zinzendorf became a pastor.
是,
and my heart became so cold when I found out that happened.
这么美好的一个形象。
Once such a beautiful illustration within my heart. But he cannot uphold this in his latter years.
But
brothers and sisters, we need to be tested. Church history is also an illustration for us. But God has already prophesied of what would happen.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候教会中就发现了许多的难处。
Brothers and sisters, great difficulties arose in the church.
教会在目标上、道路上、侍奉上、敬拜的方式上面都犯大错误。
Whether it's according to the purpose, to service, their works, they did great wrongs.
在教训上面也犯错误。
Even in instruction, they were wrong.
他们有尼格拉一党人的教训。
They had the Nicolaitans.
他们以弗所教会那个时候还拒绝这个东西呢。
And in the beginning, the church in Ephesus rejected
such things.
But then when it came to these three churches, they had no way of stopping it. What are the teachings of the
Nicolaitans?
That there is a hierarchy in the church.
教会中间有人有特别的地位，那么有阶级的分别。
That there are people with special positions in the church and that there is a hierarchy.
称作是神职人员，那么一般人被称作是平信徒。
And some are regarded as these great saints, whereas other people are just lowly people.
这个教训一直到今天。
And this teaching persisted till today.
然后呢，他们也接受了巴兰的教训。
They also held the teaching of Balaam.
那么彼得使徒彼得告诉我们说呢，巴兰是为利分主的道路。
And Balaam was to make people, divide people.
Serve the Lord with benefit.
Serve the Lord with benefit.
贪爱不义之财。
And they love money.
爱钱这个也不算是错啊。
And loving money is not wrong.
但是爱不义之财就不行了。
But loving the unrighteous money is wrong.
该拿的你拿了，这是不对的。
You take what does not belong to you, then it's wrong.
所以呢，为利，那么在错误的道路上一直往前。
So they continue to walk on this path of wrongness.
巴兰呢，成了一个道路的一个标志。
So Balaam became this mark on this road. And so it's very terrifying. And this also has influenced the church till today.
How
many people, because for this benefit, have forsaken the Lord? They want this fame or fortune.
错误的结果就使教会变成黑暗。
Brothers and sisters, this resulted in the darkness of the church.
有耶洗别的教导。
They also do other wrong teachings.
Know
that Jezebel was a prophetess in the Old Testament. And she was a queen. And here there's another Jezebel. And this Jezebel led this great unrighteous path. So she called herself a prophetess.
她虽然是假的，但是有很大的魅力，吸引人。
But even though she was false, she still had great influence.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们说， 连神的仆人都听他的话，这可怕了。
And here it says that even God's bondservants were led astray. How terrifying this is.
弟兄姊妹们
The brothers and sisters.
这一些的教训在当时的教会里面使教会变得黑暗。
Instructions led the church into this darkness.
这些教会在教会的历史里面延续是欧洲教会一千多年都在黑暗的光景中。
Churches represented this thousand years of darkness for all the churches.
弟兄姊妹们
For brothers and sisters,
教会中是有教训的。
There's instruction in the church.
最宝贵的教训是什么呢
What is the most precious instruction?
约翰在晚年时候告诉我们
John tells us in his latter years.
恩高的教训这是
Instruction
最好的教训。
Of the anointing is the best instruction.
遵从圣灵在你里面给你的这个带领。
Obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters,
教会历史中所产生的许多的错误
all these wrongs that occurred in these churches
把教会带到偏离的路上
that led the church astray.
教会不能像金金的灯台一样发光照亮基督
and prevented the church from being this golden lampstand to shine forth this light.
在这里有一件很重要的事情我们需要被提醒
and we need to be reminded of this great important thing.
在神的眼中
God's eyes
犯错误和犯罪是同样严重
that wrongs and sins are equally bad
wrong 或者是错误 fall
但
犯罪是同样严重
falsehood committing sins and falsehood are equally badIt's equally bad.
人呢很特别。
And so man is very peculiar.
对罪最有感觉。
We have feelings towards sin.
撒谎，你杀人，这些我们都有感觉。
We are able to feel the sins of, for example, homosexuality or lying or killing. Like these are, we all have feelings towards.
Oh, 你发脾气，我们知道这是罪。
We know that, for example, when you're proud, when you're unrighteously angered, that this is wrong.
对罪恶有感觉。
So we have feelings towards sin.
但是我们人对错误的事情呢，却是觉得可以容忍。
But we seem to have an appetite for falsehood.
今天在基督教里面多少错误的东西在那里
There are so many false things in the church today But we think that those things are okay
但是请我们记得
But let us remember
在神的眼中
In God's eyes
看错误跟犯罪是同样的严重
Falsehood and sins are equally bad
我知道在希腊文里面这个罪这个字
Know that in Greek, this word sin
不仅是指着你行为上的错误
not just your actions
它把你的方向都引错了
but it also speaks of this direction
miss the mark
that you have missed the mark
hamartia 这个字原文的意思就是这个 miss the mark
original meaning of this word is to have missed the mark
不仅你做不好的事情叫你达不到你人生的目的的
Not only have you done the wrong thing, but you can't achieve where you're trying to go.
对不对呢
It's correct.
罪
Sin
不可厌恶
Hate sin.
知道吗错误叫你达不到神的目的
We know that falsehood also makes us miss God's mark.
撒旦做这件事情很厉害
And so Satan does, what Satan does is very scary.
坏神的计划
You'll misconstrue God's plan for us
扭曲神的道路
You'll make God's way unclear
天弟兄姊妹我们要非常的谨慎
But brothers and sisters we need to be very alert
教会不仅恨恶罪恶
Not only should the church hate sin
要恨恶所有一切错误的东西
We need to hate all things that are false
对吗
You remember
在利未记里面讲到五祭五个祭
Leviticus speaks of five offerings
最后两个祭一个是赎罪祭
The last two ones the sin offering
还有一个赎愆祭 transgression
and since and transgression offering、
uh-huh. 这两个是并重的
and so these two are equally put together
我们通常解释说这赎罪祭呢是主把我们罪洗干净的
You often say that this sin offering is when God washes away our sin.
赎愆祭呢是把我们的错误洗干净。
A sin of transgression is God doing away with our wrongs.
这就告诉我们神看罪跟错误是同样严重。
But this shows that sin and falsehood are equally bad.
只有主的救恩。
So only by the salvation of the Lord.
消除仇敌所有一切的诡计。
And he do away with all this deceit of the enemy.
所以你犯罪，主给你有回转的路。
So when you sin, God offers you a path of repentance. There's a sin offering.
犯了错误，神也给你有机会回转。
When you do a falsehood, when you do transgression, you also have a path.
感觉到今天地上的教会。
And so I believe that today's church,
我们需要赎愆祭。
Church on earth needs this transgression offering.
跟需要赎罪祭是一样的重要
and just as much the sin offering so let us remember
我们的神是恩典的主
our God is a God of grace he always gives us opportunity
所以神对这五个教会呢神要求他们悔改
so God calls these five churches to repent
还有希望
repent because they still have hope
你如果不悔改就没希望了
Don't repent, then there is no hope. So look toward the mercy of the Lord. Because it's not just personal repentance.
The
entire church needs to repent. We have reached this time of great urgency. The Lord will return soon. We continue to go with the flow of today's world.But do we have this opportunity to repent?
We are
in churches in different places. We become like this lampstand to be this shining church. Not a light matter. If the Lord returns and we did not repent,
咬牙切齿的懊悔
weeping and gnashing of teeth
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
感谢我们的主
thank the Lord he uses the example of these seven churches in Asia
恩台的真理原则是容易明白的
tell us that the principles of these golden lampstands is easy to understand
但是如果我们犯了这几个教会所犯的错误的话
But if we do the same wrongs that these seven churches have done
发不出光来了
We will not be unable to shine
神用这七个教会
But the Lord uses these seven churches
两个没有责备
Outside of two that did not receive blame
各教会都是失败软弱的
Five churches were failed and were weak
特别把这些软弱失败的摆在我们的跟前
And he lays out these failures and weakness before us
警戒我们
To warn us,
激励我们
to encourage us.
但愿今天我们都成为有耳可听的人
But let us be people who have ears to hear.
圣灵在末后时代中间最重要的信息
This is the most important message in the end times.
主若许可
The Lord wills.
今天早晨我们最后呢我们要讲腓拉铁菲和老底嘉教会
Our morning we will share on the church in Philadelphia and Laodicea.
愿主祝福他自己的话
and the Lord bless his word
带来转机
allow us to enter into this turning point may the Lord bless us bow our heads for a word of prayer
主啊我们来到你施恩的宝座跟前
Lord we come before your throne of grace
我向你俯伏下拜
humbly bow before you
教会的元首
you are the head of the church
掌管一切的主
You're the one who upholds all things.
啊，你的心何等爱你的地上的教会。
How great is your love towards the church on earth.
希望在这个黑暗的时代中。
And you desire for us in these dark days.
能成为发光的灯。
That we would be the shining light.
把你自己的荣耀美丽照射出来。
That we can reveal your beauty and your glory.
让你自己的拯救临到教会，临到世界。
Your salvation come to the church and to the world.
让你的审判临到你的仇敌。
Your judgment come upon your enemy.
哇
，Lord，
我求你扬起脸来。
Ask that you turn your face towards us. Shine on us to give us this opportunity to repent. So we come humbly before you. Today in this world, that you may be pleased because of us, may be glorified because of us. Firmly believe that you will hear our prayer.We give you our thanks.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in our precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.